www.kinneyfilms.org.
It is now 8:24. We're having a technical difficulty with Kinney in coastal traffic. I apologize for that. As I mentioned, it's 8:24, 46 degrees in downtown Fairhope, and we welcome Deanne Servos from Prodigy Pantry. Good morning, Deanne.
Good morning. Happy to be here.
Thank you for joining us. Saw you on TV the other day with one of my best friends, Claiborne Walsh, star of Love and Fair Hope, among other things. And you were talking about the Magnolia Ball, which I want to get to. But let's first explain, what is Prodigy Pantry?
Well, Prodigy Pantry is Baldwin County's emergency food pantry. We've been around for 20 years, and we have provided over 208,000 family visits with over 18.5 million pounds of food. We've been here making sure that families have access to healthy food and connections to other services that they need.
Now, when you mention family visits, you actually deliver food?
No, actually, they come to us, but
okay.
we count it by families, not necessarily by individuals.
Uh-huh.
So, over 20 years.
And they're visiting your facility. Okay, I get it. Okay. And we see it. The media is very generous to your cause, announcing. I remember during COVID, some of the rules were relaxed and more people could get food. And how do the requirements work for people to be able to take advantage of your distribution?
It's really simple. We just ask to see that you're a Baldwin County resident when you come to Prodigy Pantry. And then we work with you to go through other information about your family's situation so that we can connect you to the right services that will help you in addition to food. We have partnerships with everything from free legal services to medical and dental care, to counseling, to budget counseling. If you have a need, we're going to find a resource for you. So we're not just food. We're really about food, connections, and hope. And that's really what we do week in, week out, all year long.
Very nice. So income-based, at least somewhat, I'm presuming.
Yes, it is income-based.
Okay.
And it's also family crisis.
Mm-hmm. So how does one take advantage of the services? Do they just walk in? It's in Spanish Fort, right?
Yes. So if you're a Baldwin County resident and you need help with food and connections, you can come any Tuesday morning from 9 to 11:30 at our facility on Highway 31. And we also have a Stockton distribution for those in the north part of the county on the second Saturday of the month at the old Vaughn Elementary School from 9 to 11 o'clock.
I didn't know about that one. Okay.
Well, Baldwin County's mm-hmm. huge, and so it is difficult for families to, mm-hmm. to get around, especially if they're working. So we've created that second Saturday to help.
So the food distribution is Tuesday mm-hmm. morning.
That's correct.
As far as folks wanting to apply or look into it, they still come on Tuesday.
Yes, and they can absolutely call us for more information.
Okay, and what is that number?
It is 251-626-1720. So it's super easy. Just reach out and give us a call or follow us and message us on Facebook.
626-1720. And with that much food and that many services, I presume you rely on significant fundraising events.
We do. We're funded by the kindness in people's hearts, and they like to attend fun events, which is what we're having coming up.
Tell us about the first 52nd annual Magnolia Ball.
Well, for those in the Fairhope community, you know there's a lot of buzz around Love and Fairhope, the television series on Hulu. And the morning after so many binged watch, that Thursday morning, I got a call from Pam Hunter and Chris Conlon, who'd been speaking with Claiborne Walsh, about some nonprofit should do the ball as a fundraiser. And so they called me, and Chris has worked with us for a very long time, and said, we want to do the ball for you, for Prodigy Pantry. And I was like, cool, okay, let me get back to you. I got to make a few calls. And so at 9 o'clock, we were having the first 52nd annual Magnolia Ball, in case someone else had decided to do it as well. But also because it'd been 51 in the show. So we wanted to be the first of the 52nd, if there is a 52nd ball.
Yeah, I think that is absolutely precious, because the characters go to this Magnolia Ball, which is, I guess, reminiscent of what we might have had as a Mardi Gras ball or something. But remember, the show is when reality meets fantasy, so not all of it is reality. And therefore, like you mentioned, in the TV show was the 51st annual Magnolia Ball. So I just think it's a very clever take on that situation. Tell us about the ball itself, which will be January 5th, in Daphne, at the Daphne Civic Center?
Well, you know, kind of the whole fun thing is that many of the spots in Love and Fairhope are from all over Baldwin County. So we're going to host the ball at the Daphne Civic Center on the 5th, as you said, from 6 to 10 p.m. Tickets are on sale now. But what you get for your ticket is a night filled with fun and fantasy. There is food coming from about a dozen different restaurants, with the main meal being created by Chris Conlon and Capers in the Kitchen. And we will have a signature cocktail from Mancy's and Bone and Barrel. We will have Dancing the Night Away from Mr. Biggs and the Rhythm Sisters Dance Band. And we're going to have a red carpet rollout for cast members that attend. And Lanice Lagan and Lee Peck are going to be our MCs for the night. So there is so much going on. Come out, have a fun event. We believe that these are the best Christmas gifts you can give this year for somebody that has everything. Why not let the fun and festivities stretch on through the last part of the new year and close out the Christmas season by coming to the 52nd annual Magnolia Ball?
I think the tickets for Christmas gifts are a fabulous idea. So how do we go about getting them? They're $75 each. Mm-hmm. And how do we go about getting them?
It's super easy. Just link through our website, prodigypantry.org.
Prodigy, and that's P-R-O-D-I-S-E-E.
Correct.
Prodigypantry.org. Okay.
One word, prodigypantry.org. Or you can link through our event page on our Facebook page, which again is Prodigy Pantry. So it's really easy. If you have any problem doing it, don't hesitate to give us a call or message us on Facebook, and we'll help you go through that process. But it's a new fundraiser for us. We think it's going to be a fun time. Where else can you mix fantasy and reality and help a nonprofit?
Absolutely. And feed families, especially, you know, with the holidays here. You probably do a lot more this time of year than any other time of year, don't you?
Absolutely. We helped about 1,300 families with Thanksgiving, the complete feast with a turkey, and our regular food allotment. So they left with an overflowing shopping cart when they came to visit us. And we'll do the same thing in December. And we're boxing. So if you want to come out and volunteer on Saturday morning, we are putting together over 1,000 Christmas boxes for families in need this holiday season.
And so volunteers are needed.
Absolutely. Volunteers are the heart of our pantry. Food is love, but volunteers are our heart. And so what a great tie-in to tie us together with Love and Fairhope, because we all believe that if the community works together, we're a better community for it.
Very nice. What else would you like us to know, Deanne, that I haven't thought to ask yet about Prodigy Pantry or the ball?
Well, something that's really being talked about is, what is Fairhope chic? Because that is our attire for the night.
I meant to ask you.
And that is a huge thing. You know, if you have a gown in your closet, pull it out. Vintage, not. If you have an awesome cocktail dress that you feel elegant in, wear it. There's no strict rules like tails and bow ties and tuxes. But if you have that and you want to wear it, feel free. If you have a flamingo jacket and you want to wear that, feel free. We want you to come and have a good time. So whatever you feel good in and makes you feel your best, we want you to wear that to the Fairhope Ball.
Now that does sound fun, because that can be highly interpretive.
So it can, but you know what? That's going to make it an even more fun event.
Yes, it will. Oh, and congratulations. I do recall recently seeing that Prodigy Pantry received one of the selective grants from the Impact 100.
Oh, it was fabulous for us. We are in North Baldwin, as I mentioned, at the Old Vaughn Elementary School, and we see between 100 and 150 families when we're there. And so this grant is for cultivating healthy eating in a food desert, and we will be using those funds to transport and distribute food in the North Baldwin communities that have a difficult time, because the local grocery store is 12 miles away from many of those small towns.
Wow.
I know, and people don't realize that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. So for more information, folks can call 626-1720. I've got your Facebook page pulled up. It is just Prodigy Pantry. And then the website again
is prodigypantry.org, P-R-O-D-I-S-E-E. Pantry.org.
And that Magnolia Ball, January 5th, 6 until 10 at the Daphne Civic Center. And I know that you've got several of the actual stars or guest stars from the Hulu TV show Love and Fair Hope that will be in attendance.
Absolutely, and more are registering each day, so I think it's going to be a fun-filled night, filled with the cast, filled with fantasy, great food, and great dancing.
Thank you so much. Deanne Servos with Prodigy Pantry. Thank you, Deanne. If you missed part of this interview or you want to tell a friend about it, you'll be able to listen to it later at WABF1480.com.